is the reincarnation of Nimrod. He has many names in pagan idolatry, and he was associated, among other things, as the one that brought all the plants back to life after the winter was over. And he supposedly died when he was 40 years old, so they had 40 days, a day for a year, prior to his resurrection, which was celebrated during this celebration here, 40 days prior to that, where they would weep, and their tears would water the ground in hopes that when he was resurrected, he would bring with him an abundant crop at the beginning of the year. And Tammuz was none other than Nimrod's resurrection. It was Semiramis's illegitimate son that fulfilled that resurrection. But today in the world, if you were to recognize this celebration being celebrated, we would understand it to be Easter. And here we see in God's church the pagan reflection of what we know today as Easter. And then the fourth abomination is verse 16, which was the scripture that we opened with. And we see 25 men facing towards the east with their back to the temple of the Lord, and they worship the sun towards the east. These men are worshiping the sun towards the east. When can you worship the sun towards the east? In the morning. They're having a sunrise service here because the sun rises in the morning. And in connection with, of course, Easter, we do find Easter sunrise services. Now, many commentators on these verses will tell you that the literal things they stood for, but Sister White doesn't apply these things in the literal. She does it in a spiritual sense. And I think that's how we should, in prophecy, understand the literal testimony in its spiritual setting. But before we look at some of those things, what I want you to recognize is these abominations increase. And what it's saying is that this worldwide apostasy of the church in chapter 8 is going to grow to a point where finally it reaches the height of apostasy at God when the leadership of God's church are portrayed as bowing down to the sun. And brothers and sisters, that's the Sunday test. And the very next thing that begins in Ezekiel after that is a description of who's going to be sealed. And you...